Caucasian is persuading people to dance to the breaks he's playing.
That's right. It's a rainy Saturday in Crestone, Colorado. So I've decided to put together DJ CPR 2. Hope you enjoy this. This is Versions. I love Versions. I love covers of songs. Sometimes the cover is better than the original. That is amazing when someone can take a song written and performed by someone else and add a twist to it that makes it even better, or uncover some twist or some meaning or some quality of the original tune that the composer, him or herself, may have missed. That's some kind of crazy magic right there. And sometimes it's not better than the original. It's just a different take on the original that illuminates some quality that exists in the original, but the original artist chose not to accentuate, because there can only be, you know, that one definitive version, right? I mean, Herman Melville wrote Moby Dick. He could have changed characters. He could have added things. He could have taken things out. One of the things I learned myself from writing books is, you know, if you've never done it, you think, holy shit, how am I going to come up with enough material to fill a book? And then when you do it, you're like, oh, fuck, how am I going to cut enough material out of this to make it a readable book? The volume of stuff that has to be left out is so much more than what you can put in, that you might even, you know, it's like Rodin said about creating a sculpture. He said, I just take a piece of marble and I feel what is in it and I chip away everything else. It's kind of like that with writing a book or any creative act, I think. It's about taking away the part that doesn't belong. It's taking away the excess, the excess words, the ideas that don't really relate to the argument you're making, the distractions, the tangents. I guess is what I'm talking about. This episode includes covers of songs by Coldplay, two Jimi Hendrix tunes, Men at Work, and a Stevie Wonder song. But the Stevie Wonder song isn't the cover, it's the original. This episode is only available to paying subscribers. It's a bonus. This is bonus material. And one of the reasons for that is that I don't want to get into copyright issues and all that kind of business, which is what happens when it goes out on the podcast, you know, the full podcast feed. I don't want to step on anyone's toes or cause any trouble. The legal thing is not really clear, because what a lawyer told me years ago is that if you're doing educational, you're using music for an educational purpose, then that's cool. And I certainly consider this educational. I'm sharing things with you and telling you why I think it's awesome. But I don't want to get into issues with that. So this is only available, excuse me, to paying subscribers. If you want to, I think there's a free trial period or something on Substack, or you can pay $5 for a month and you can go back in the archives and download whatever you want and keep it and cancel if you can only afford $5. But anyway, this is for paying subscribers only. So if you're hearing my voice, it means this is the free tease, and I hope you'll consider subscribing to get things like the DJ CPR series. This is the second one. I did, I have all kinds of different categories, cover versions like this, songs that are profound. I think they have some sort of deep philosophical meaning, songs that talk about relationships in a way that I think is insightful and unusual, I got like a Spanish section, a Portuguese language section, music from Africa that I think is particularly interesting, music from Asia that I find really interesting, sort of music that merges different cultures. Like there's a band that's Ethiopian and they move to New York at some point and they do this sort of Ethiopian New York kind of African funk. It's really cool. I like it a lot. Anyway, so I've got, I don't remember how many, a dozen. I've already done the music lists and the categories and I keep adding to it all the time. So this will be an ongoing series for paying subscribers of the podcast. It's $5 a month, $50 a year. I mean, it works out to less than $1 a week. So if you can afford it, please consider chipping in. And if you really can't afford it, but you value this kind of stuff, drop me a line and we'll take care of you. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening. See you down the road.